Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
It is 12:24. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk A30 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. There is so much going on in Minnesota politics right now. So kick back, get your popcorn, and let's dive into the drama that is taking place. I've got my friend Brian McDaniels with Momentum Advocacy and Law. He is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. He is our political expert here on the Shaletta Show. And Brian, you are busier than a one-legged man in a butt-kicking competition right now, buddy. There's a lot going on in Minnesota politics right now.
Minnesota is gonna Minnesota. I mean, I don't think that there is another state in the union with as much drama and intrigue and heartache as Minnesota. And you know, normally we just sit quiet. We're in the back. We're not anyone's problem. But we are saying New Jersey, New York, Florida, hold our beer.
Right. Get in the back of the bus. We're going to Rosa Parks y'all today. We are driving this thing because I don't even, it's so much going on. I don't even know where to start. Let's talk about Capitol security. This is something that you and I have discussed before. You have, thank God, helped me every year since the beginning when we created Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. And because I had not visited the Capitol before that, other than a field trip with my kids, I never noticed the lack of security. Like most places that I've lived before you come into the Capitol building, you have to give them your purse and your wallet and take your things off, and you have to go through a metal detector, and then you get your things back on the end. They wand you. Sometimes they'll pull you over and pat you down. It's almost like being at the airport for TSA. And then you know, here we go for Black Entrepreneurs Day. And I'm looking around. I'm like, where are the popos? Are people just coming in here? Where's the front door? Oh, so they can come in any one of these eight doors? That's a lot of access. And so I was just blown away. And so the next year, I remember like hiring like five or six security guards, two on each floor. And, you know, just making sure that the guests that I'd asked to come out there that day were safe and secure. Same thing as last year. It'll be the same thing next year. Are they planning on doing anything about Capitol security?
Yeah, they're going to have to do something in light of the murder of Mark and Melissa Hortman and the attempted murder of John and Yvette Hoffman and their daughter. This will be my 26th year working at the Capitol. And one thing I will say is that in those 26 years, we've never had an incident at the Capitol. However, everything that you said is 100% true, that when you look at capitals in other states, there are more there is more security than there is in Minnesota. And I have really approved of that, because I think anything that keeps the people away from their elected officials, anything that makes elected officials be able to kind of hide, is a bad thing. But in light of what has happened this year, they're going to have to come up with a security plan, because, you know, we can no longer naively just say, well, nothing has happened before, so nothing's going to happen in the future. Now, I worked there on 9/11, and, you know, after 9/11, it felt like there was a real threat. And even then, all we did is have to wear our badges on the outside of our clothes. So we've had things happen before and we've gotten through it, but I think we all know that the world is a much more dangerous place than it has been in the past, and we have to account for what might happen in the future.
And another thing that I know about Minnesotans is that, you know, we are just good natured people, and we want to believe in the best in folks. Like, we are not, and I've lived in other states and I've never seen a state that had such a caring and non-judgmental spirit. And so since we're doing right, we just assume that everybody else is going to do right. Like, we say, hey, go home. Don't get out in the streets. Don't litter. Because, you know, those Midwest values that we have here in this great state are so strong for us, but everybody doesn't share in those values. And there are bad actors out there. I mean, you know, I thought after January the 6th that they would have done something. But here we are today in the year of our Lord 2025 with no real safeguard and security measures to keep the bad actors and their weapons out of our Capitol.
Well, and one thing that most people don't know is that you are allowed to carry a weapon in the Capitol. You just have to notify Capitol Security. So there are several members and lobbyists and staff that are armed. However, you know, that is not really the concern. The concern, of course, is a disgruntled somebody coming in and taking issue with one side or the other, and, you know, making all of us pay. And, you know, we can't assume that that's not going to happen. There's going to be major changes. And Lieutenant Governor Flanagan has, I can't recall the date off the top of my head, but she is calling together a group that has already been assembled for, like, Capitol Security is one of the things under their purview. And I know that they're going to be starting to talk about that in August, because, you know, this isn't something that you can just do. You know, this takes money. It takes, you know, you have to authorize things. You have to get buy-in from people. So this is not going to be a very quick process, but it's going to start right away.
And equipment and training and all of that stuff needs to happen. Okay, Brian, we got so much stuff going on that I had to bring you in early, and I'm going to keep you late. You going with all me right. All the way to the 1 o'clock hour, because we got to talk. We got a whole senator that got convicted this week. Okay, mm-hmm. A burglary. What is going to happen to her seat? Is she going to be ousted? Does she have to give the seat up? Does that mean that she is automatically out? Who is running for Melissa Hortman's vacant seat? Does Tim Walz have some competition? And what is going on with Angie and Peggy? Baby, this is some drama. I'm telling y'all, get your popcorn and your movie snacks and strap in, because Brian McDaniel with Hilden Advocacy, Momentum Advocacy and Law, is going to be with us when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Think
advertising on TikTok isn't for your business, think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Look at her. Look at her. What in the heck is going on? Senator Nicole Mitchell is convicted on burglary charges. That is a story that is resonating across the country. I read about it in The Hill this morning. Minnesota Democrat convicted on felony charges. Brian McDaniel with Momentum Advocacy in Law continues this conversation about Minnesota politics with us right now. He is on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Brian, what does this mean for her seat? Does she automatically have to give this up, or does she have to voluntarily leave? Can she serve with a felony on her record? She is a convicted felon right now. Her and my cousin Tyrone are in the same situation.
Well, this is a big deal, and you know, my condolences on Tyrone. But this is a big deal. So for those who might not be immediately remembering what happened, Senator Mitchell, a sitting senator, former, weather person at KSTP, a high-ranking person in the military, an attorney, drove from Woodbury to Detroit Lakes, and broke into her father, who is deceased, and stepmother's home, and was caught. And she was in there to take items. She readily admitted that to police, and we can all see that on the body cam footage, which came out. She was dressed all in black with a black cap on, a flashlight with a sock over it, and she looked like a cartoon burglar. It was ridiculous. Her stepmother heard a noise, got out of bed, and stepped on Senator Mitchell, who was lying on the floor of her bedroom. So this is a messed up situation. So she was charged with felony burglary and felony possession of burglary tools. And her case got delayed. It was very controversial because the Minnesota Senate has a Democrat majority of one vote. So even though the Democrats in their hearts did not want her to be part of the caucus and were embarrassed by her being a sitting senator, they didn't get rid of her because that would have essentially meant they lost the majority. So politics kind of won out there, which is unfortunate. But now she is convicted. Nobody can say she's not getting her due process. She got her due process.
And took the stand and everything.
Yeah, but to answer your question, she does not immediately have to resign her seat. She is going to appeal. She said that. But she has told members of her caucus that if she is convicted, she will resign. Now, by virtue of the fact that she's going to appeal, something tells me she's going to say, well, I'll resign if I lose my appeal, which is horrible.
Okay, tell me this, and this is the thing that is frustrating for me. My cousin Tyrone and so many Tyrones out there are at a job that they love, whether they are a physical therapist or they're working at a school as a paraprofessional, or they're working with vulnerable adults at a therapy center. They get convicted of a felony. They don't get to keep their jobs. How is it that a politician, someone who is supposed to be above reproach, someone who we were supposed to be looking up to, get convicted of a felony and they get to keep their job even during the appeal? Something about that just doesn't sit right with me, that they should be held to a higher standard, but it seems like they're getting the hookup, or they're getting to skirt the responsibility or the rules that apply to everybody else. I know a woman who is a physical therapist, a licensed physical therapist. She went to school for this, did this for 19 years, convicted of a felony, and she is now working at the Taco Bell. Why? Because she can't get a job in healthcare because of that felony. So how is it this possible?
Well, it comes down to who is Senator Mitchell's boss. It is not the governor. It is not the Senate Majority Leader. It is not the Speaker of the House. It's the people of Woodbury. So there are mechanisms in place where the people of Woodbury can, go forward with essentially a recall process, but it takes a long time and it's not very easy. Also, even though they are not her boss, the Minnesota Senate has the ability to expel her. The governor would need to call a special session, and then two-thirds of the Senate would need to vote to expel her. I think that if the governor did that there would be two-thirds of the Senate that would be willing to expel her. The problem is the governor can call a special session, but he cannot end the special session. And he can't just call the Senate. The House would have to be called back in as well. And, we would like to think that, everyone here is an adult and they would be able to limit what they did to just Senator Mitchell. But there would be nothing that the governor could do to stop them from putting together a bill to deal with all the recent fraud that's been going on or some of the other unresolved issues. So there has to be a little bit of a political calculation there. But this is something that will continue to be an embarrassment to the state of Minnesota until one of these levers gets pulled and she is removed from the Senate. Now, one of the reasons that it is, like I said before, the Democrats have a one vote majority, which means if she gets removed, well, then they don't have a majority at all. We're back to a tie in the Senate. And Woodbury, I think it would stay in Democrat hands, but it is no guarantee. And the longer that Nicole Mitchell draws this out, the more damage she's doing to the Democrats, and she might be the person who loses the majority altogether for the Democrats.
Ooh, baby. Okay, listen, we gotta take a popcorn break on that one. And when we come back after the break, we're gonna continue to talk to Brian because, while the rest of the country is cooling out because it's not a presidential election, not Minnesota, we got some hot dish in this political arena. Scott versus Tim, Angie versus Peggy. What does he think? Who has the best chance to win? More with Brian when we come back. Now, listen, I know that Angie Craig and Peggy Flanagan love each other. I'm sure of it. But what's love got to do with it when that U.S. Senate seat is on the line? Yes, it is 12:51. You are listening to the Shaletta Show, and the Minnesota politics is politicking. I can't think of anybody better than my friend Brian McDaniel with Momentum Advocacy and Law to talk about the drama with. He is spilling all the tea and is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. I'm so sorry. I'm sure you had some other places to go, but I just had to keep you for three whole segments because there's too much drama to talk about. Angie and Peggy have worked together on so many pieces of legislation out in community. Tina Smith decides she's not gonna run again, and now these two amazing powerhouse political women are both vying for this open Senate seat. What is going on here?
Well, what's love got to do with it? Am I with Shaletta or Tina Turner? This is going to be a fascinating race because Angie Craig and Peggy Flanagan represent two different parts of the DFL party. Peggy Flanagan is very progressive. She is very grassroots. She has raised over $1 million and is not taking any corporate PAC money. Angie Craig is much more moderate. You know, she represents the area that you and I live in. She's much more moderate. She is more, you know, business friendly, you know, works with Republicans a little bit more, which unfortunately in this day and age is considered a negative. But, you know, there people on the Democrat side will be happy to vote for either of them, but we're probably going to see one of them win the primary and another one win the, one of them win the endorsement and another one win the primary, because, you know, primary voters are just very different than those who do the endorsing. So these two women are working their tails off right now, and Angie Craig has raised more money, but if you look at Lieutenant Governor Flanagan, she, I think, has more like actual support from people. So it's going to be really fascinating to see where this goes.
Okay, and we got another versus. We've got another versus. Dr. Scott is coming back. He said he's running for governor again. Has Governor Tim Walz decided that he's going to run again? He's been all over the country looking real presidential these days. But is he thinking about, has he made an announcement? Because the last I checked, he was like, I don't know yet. Well, I'm talking to my family. We're going to see what we're going to do. And Dr. Scott is like, it's on. I'm in. I'm jumping in.
Yeah, well, and this race is certainly less interesting, but just as important. Governor Walz has not said whether he's running for a third term, but he is. No Minnesota governor has ever successfully won a third term, so he is vulnerable. Running for president, running for vice president, really did kind of injure him politically because he just didn't come out looking great on that. He has said he is not running for president. Once again, nobody believes that. He's just going to run for governor and then run for president, but that's his prerogative. On the Republican side, you know, I think the best Republican candidates have not, you know, poked their head out of the foxhole yet. There is Kendall Qualls, who has been around Republican politics for a long time. And then Dr. Scott Jensen, who is very well known, but, you know, didn't win last time and didn't really do much to help other Republicans that are on the ticket. So right now, Governor Walz probably looks at the Republican side and thinks, okay, I can weather this storm. But if, you know, Congressman Emmer or Congressman Stauber or, you know, some of the better people in the Minnesota House or Senate on the Republican side decide to run, he could definitely be in trouble, he being Governor Walz.
Okay, so you think that he is absolutely definitely going to run for governor. What about the presidency? Because I was talking to my friends in Houston when he went down there and they said, listen, this felt like a presidential a candidate visit. You know, Houston and Texas, you know, big political places, two presidents, George W. H.W. Very recently, Lyndon B. Johnson, you know, stars like Ann Richards came up out of this community. So, you know, very astute on politics. And they said, you know, Governor Walz's visit when he was there at French's Chicken across the street from University of Houston, you know, with Beto and talking to people, they felt like they were talking to somebody who's running for president. Is that going to be in his future?
Well, I definitely think that he would love, I don't want to be rude, I think he would love to be president. I don't think that things are going to necessarily fall that way for him. But, you know, what do I know? You know, no one's making money doing political predictions these days. We're always wrong. But I think that he is going to continue to try to put himself in a position to run for president. I do think that there will be people that are ahead of him in line. But none of us thought he was going to be the vice president.
Everybody but me. All of y'all except me.
Yeah.
Come on now.
So he's running for governor, then he's going to run for president, but if he loses for governor, well, then he's certainly not running for president.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you for giving me an hour of your time. Tell your family I'm sorry. I'm sure you got some stuff to do. But it was just too much drama going on with this Minnesota political mess for me to just let you go after one, two breaks. So, Brian McDaniel, Momentum Advocacy and Law, my buddy, my friend, thank you for joining us. And hey, y'all continue to join us. We've got two more hours of the Shaletta Show coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.